Hey everyone, welcome back. NFL Network is where we are, and we have a special guest. It's Curtis Conway. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. Former Bear, Curtis Conway, Bear Down,
don't
Chicago
boo,
Bear.
Don't boo me,
oh,
don't boo me.
Oh, boo Chicago Bears. You scored some touchdowns against the Vikings in your day, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a few. Man. I got a few.
Any memories playing against the Vikings? Any defenders you remember going up against or good Vikings teams that you faced?
Man, how can you not remember John Randall? Just being on the other side of the ball, barking at you the whole game. I'm like, does this guy ever get tired? It's funny because we had the same agent.
Wow.
And so we would have retreats at the end of the year where we all got together. It's pretty interesting to talk to him off the field versus on. Totally different dude.
Well, a former foe, now you're our friend.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
You're going to help us figure out this Vikings team in this draft. Are you ready to go?
Oh, let's go.
All right. One of our favorite players is Stephon Diggs.
Bradford on play action. Going to the end zone. You've got it. Diggs. Who else? Touchdown.
We have a superstar emerging. This Stephon Diggs was good last year. He's better now. Great read by Sam Bradford.
What have been some of your observations on Stephon?
You know, first of all, just being the fact that he was drafted so late and came on the scene as a rookie and played as well as he played with a young quarterback, I think you got to keep him moving. Okay. I think he can eventually be that big-time receiver that you're looking for. He got enough speed. He can play inside. He can play outside. You have to keep him moving. Teams are going to start trying to clamp down on him. He's getting better and better. He's a young guy. And, of course, when you look at last season, no one was really expecting him to play as well as he played. All of a sudden, he comes back this year. He got a little better and a little better. So, as a future, in the future, they're definitely going to have to find ways to move him around and keep the double team off of him.
Another receiver we have is Adam Thielen, who recently signed a new contract with the Vikings.
Bradford's pass caught. Adam Thielen gets the first down.
I like this guy, Sean. He's my grinder.
Really, when you look at Adam, I mean, you just got to tip your hat off to the young man. You know, coming from Minnesota State, just being able to get better and better every year, and then all of a sudden explode on the scene and get a deal.
Thielen is really developing, Troy, in one of those good possession receivers, but he's got a little bit more. He's got a little more size. They found somebody in number 19.
Those are the kind of stories you love to hear. And when you put him on the football field, I mean, I think he's a really good compliment to Stephon, you know, and being that they're both young, trying to keep those guys together, I like what I see with the wide receiver position.
Okay. Another young receiver, Laquon Treadwell. Now, you're on, you know, the Pat to the Draft show.
Yeah.
Weekdays at 6 Eastern. You guys break down all these rookies. So last year at this time, you know, you were breaking down Laquon Treadwell, and you were telling us earlier you had him right here, you know, in the build-up to the draft. So what do you think about Laquon?
You know what? You know, of course, everyone was talking about his speed. Of course, he's receiver. Next thing is how fast can he run? Mm-hmm. And I don't put a lot of stock in speed because I think that some guys can play fast once they understand the system. You know, you got some fast guys that can't get in and out of breaks and will play slow if they're not, I would say, adjusting on the run on game day. With Laquon, we were doing a demo, and that was one of the first questions I asked. Of course, you know, everyone's not going to respect your speed. You know, they come up and play bump. What you going to do if they play off and sit on your route? What you going to do? And he had all the right answers, and he actually had little demonstrations on what he would do and how he would defend it. And one of the things that stuck out to me when he said, you know, in the SEC and in practice, I play against fast guys all the time and beat them. So he does understand ways to beat him. Of course, at this level, it's a different ball game. The biggest jump from college to the pros is the mental part of the game. And not just learning the playbook, but being able to take that playbook and take it to the football field and now being able to adjust. Because a lot of times in college, defenses, they kind of show their face. They're going to play cover two, they're lining up in cover two. But in the pros, they disguise everything. So now you break the huddle, you run out, you say the play, okay, I got this route. But versus this coverage, I got to run this route. And versus this coverage, I have to do that. And then all of a sudden, they line up in one coverage, snap of the ball. They go to something totally different. We like to call it controlled chaos. All the moving parts get to moving, and now you're sitting there like, okay, how do I adjust? And you got this guy in front of you. So it's not just the physical part. The mental part helps you play a little faster.
And that's why you don't give up on young players if they struggle in year one, right? You got to give them some time to learn the game.
Absolutely. I think that's kind of hurt the game when you talk about quarterbacks. Yeah. Well, anybody, any player on offense for that matter, because the offensive playbook is like this. The defensive playbook, we like to tease the defensive guys. Defensive playbooks is very small, and there's so much go into the offense that you have to learn And again, I've always said this. I don't care how good of an athlete you are, how fast you are, and what you've done in college or at the combine. To have to adjust to the speed of the game, number one, in the NFL is one thing. The other thing is the playbook and being able to transition that to the pro. So you have to give them time, especially offensively, that mental time to develop and get comfortable on the field.
All right. I think this will be the toughest question we ask you. It's the last one. Randy Moss or Chris Carter?
Oh, man. Two of my favorites. Oh, man. I hated playing against them.
Mm-hmm.
Like watching film on him. Yeah. But if I had to pick one, I would go with Randy Moss.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go with Randy Moss.
Does it depend what route they're running or what the situation in the game is, or is it just flat out Randy Moss?
Well, see, here's the thing with Chris Carr. Chris, you can move all over the place. Randy can't too. You can move him all over the place. Chris, that catch radius is ridiculous. Randy Moss' catch radius is ridiculous. But I'm going to give the slight edge to the speed. Where I'm going to draw the line.
Either way you shake it, though, you got a good player, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And you were, too, and you're a good man, so thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. For more from Curtis Conway, make sure you catch Path to the Draft on NFL Network weekdays starting at 6 Eastern, leading into NFL Total Access.